I'm Liam Elder Connors with VPR News. The state has released thousands of pages of records in cases involving Green Mountain Power. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the documents show the state toned down some of the strongest testimony.
There's a term of art in utility regulation called prudency. If a company wants ratepayers to pay for a large capital investment, it has to show that the investment was reasonable and prudent. Prudency is a big legal weapon because if regulators decide the investment was not prudent, then the company's shareholders, not the ratepayers, have to foot the bill. In the latest GMP rate case, Brian Wynn, the former director of finance and economics for the Department of Public Service, says the state's witnesses were told to avoid raising the prudency issue. The documents seem to back him up, but Public Service Commissioner June Tierney says prudency was not off the table. She says she advised that it only be raised if the state had very compelling evidence. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.
A leading Vermont grower and seller of medical marijuana has been struggling with mold infestations in its products. Former employees tell VTDigger.org that Champlain Valley Dispensary has been slow to make changes to combat the infestations. The dispensary neither confirmed nor denied the mold issues, but said it never received complaints about mold. Members of Governor Phil Scott's administration fanned out across Lamoille County today as part of the Capital for a Day tour. The administration says the tour is a chance to connect with local residents, town officials, and businesses. Earlier in the day, funeral services were held for former President George H.W. Bush. On October 24th, 1988, Bush, then the GOP presidential candidate, visited the Williston Fire Station for a campaign rally. Flanked by retiring Senator Robert Stafford and then Senate candidate Jim Jeffords, Bush urged his supporters to get out the vote.
Things look pretty good, but the race is going strong. The undecided voters are going to make a big difference, and I need a victory in Vermont. A victory will depend on a big margin in Williston and its neighbors. And I need your votes. I mean to run like I'm behind. And I do mean to win this election. So I'm back here to ask for your vote.
Bush did carry Vermont on Election Day by roughly 4 percentage points. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.